It's time for Out and About with Elaine. Join Elaine as she goes out and about and discusses your weekend, entertainment, fun, or just life in general. Give her a call now at 508-222-1320. That's 508-222-1320. Now, here's Elaine.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche, and you are listening to Out and About with Elaine. This is the first day of August. With summer half over, I hope you had a chance to get out and about with vacations or take advantage of some of the upcoming concerts, fairs, festivals, movies. There's so much happening in our area. But if you still haven't had time to do that, there's still plenty of time to get out and about with your family and friends. Today's show's format switched around a little bit to accommodate one of my guests. Jim Corbin will actually be calling in at 7:15 today to give us a weather forecast. And at 7:35, my guest will be calling in with a remarkable story of the love of a grandfather for his little granddaughter in bringing her snow from New England to Maryland. You may have heard about this story. It made both local and national news. But before we talk to them, I want to tell you there's a lot of things happening out and about, but I want to say good morning to Michael. He's on the board today, and he's keeping me on track today.
Good morning, Elaine.
How are you doing today?
Good. If anyone needs my snow this year, they can come to my house and pick it up.
Well, I know last year people were actually selling snow.
Yeah, I don't know how they were doing that. And they were actually making money off of it.
Go figure.
I got to think of marketing snow for this year.
Yeah, that's for sure. Listen, one of the best festivals, you know me, the jazz lady, is finally here. The Newport Jazz Festival is in town. It started last night. But today is Saturday, and the performances begin at 11 a.m. at Adams State Park down in Fort Adams State Park in Newport. Tickets range from $40 to $80, and the performances on Saturday start with Cassandra Wilson. And so many more artists are playing throughout the day, and there's so many great vendors and artists that are there. Check it out. It's really great. And if you can't get out today, Sunday, headliner is one of my favorite jazz performers, Arturo Sandoval. Just really great. And also Dr. John is playing there, Sean Jones, and many more artists. And Chris Bodie was in town. He played at the Newport Casino Friday night. They always have a fundraising event on Fridays before the festival. And I've seen him many times in Boston and have actually met him. He's really great and very, very talented. Well, anyway, before we get into more out and about, I wanted to give you the daily number. So good luck if you play the lottery. Do you play the lottery much?
Myself, no, really, I don't. But I keep getting this feeling that I need to, because maybe that's the only way God could bless me with $1 million.
No. You have to make it the hard way. You have to work hard, Michael. You have to work hard. Yes. Well, anyway, good luck to all of those who played. The Mass daily number is 6249. Rhode Island daily number is 7105. Mass cash 5, 6, 9, 15 and 26, Mega Millions, 28, 32, 33, 40, 46. The Mega Ball is 10, and the Mega Plier is 4. Wow, if somebody ever hits that, that's a miracle. I wanted to get back to the festival because it is celebrating the years of Miles Davis. And actually, it's been 60 years since he's actually stepped on the stage in Newport, believe it or not. And each day, beginning at 1:30 p.m., artists are going to give tribute to and play some of his songs. And actually, Miles Davis started the Newport Jazz Festival. Actually, he began his career in Newport on July 17, 1955. And his first song on stage was Round Midnight. And George Wen, who puts on these festivals, said he put his trumpet so close to the mic, the clarity of his sound pierced the ear over the festival. And George said that it was the beginning of a really great long relationship between the Newport Jazz Festival and Davis. But Miles Davis died of pneumonia and respiratory failure on September 29th, 1991.
Didn't he do two other songs? Round morning and a round afternoon?
I don't know. We'll have to see. Well, I guess we'll never know. But anyway, more music scene. Today is Saturday, so country star Leanne Rimes is playing at Mohegan Sun tonight at 8 p.m. Also Saturday night, Van Halen is at the Xfinity Center. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. Remember songs like Panama, Jump, Running with the Devil. So bring your earplugs because it's going to be very, very loud. Sunday is Rascal Flatts at the Xfinity Center. The show starts at 7:30. They say get there early because the show is expected to sell out. On Tuesday, the North Attleboro Culture Council's 215th Summer Gazebo Concert starts with 8 to the Bar, and they are performing at 6:30 p.m. Now, this is on Tuesday at 6:30. It's a free concert, so bring a lawn chair, blanket, sit back and relax and enjoy one of the greatest big band sounds in New England's best bands. Also, Thursday in our backyard, Attleboro Concert in the Park series continues this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. with the band's special occasion horns. Again, same thing, free concert. It's just really phenomenal time of year. I wanted to tell you that today and tomorrow, the Attleboro Elks is part of, this is day two of a three-day barbecue taking place from noon to 11 p.m. Today they have great food, a petting zoo, pony rides, touch a truck contest, henna and airbrush tattooing, a bouncy house for the kids. There's great food, steak tips, blade meat, hot dogs, hamburgers, Little Nicks, fries, sausages, doughboys, and Pepto-Bismol at the end. No, I'm only kidding.
You're going to need that.
I know. Sunday's hours are from 1 to 5 with a classic car show. Also today, Our Lady of Martyrs, the 61st annual Parish Festival in Woonsocket today. Come on down to a great family event. Lots of rides, games, foods, and family fun for everyone. They're located on Park Street. I'm sure you can't miss it. Just look for the large circle in the sky, that big Ferris wheel to guide you in the parking lot. Also, on Saturday, tonight is a very special water fire. It starts at 8:15. It's to benefit Hep C awareness. This will be a full lighting with the streets, food vendors, music, and, of course, Providence Rivers all aglow with 100 kettles of dancing flames over the water. It is a beautiful sight. And if you're heading up into Boston, there's two events I'd like to tell you about. One is the Comic Con that's playing, but they are sold out. The only way you can get tickets is to go online and try to get them. You can meet all the celebrities, the local artists behind the comic books. There's a film festival, a costume competition, an art auction, and even a boat cruise after the party. There's also the seafood festival there by the pier, and that starts tomorrow at 11. And if you're down in Bristol, there is a, at Blythe World Mansion, there's a fairy festival with a plant sale, food trucks are there, entertainment, music, bubbles, ooh, I love bubbles, and kite flying. There's a parade, arts and crafts for the children, and so much more. And the fun starts at 10 a.m. Closer to home on Sunday, come to La Salette Shrine and check out the 6th Annual Horse Breeders Expo. The fun starts at 9 a.m. and goes to 4 p.m. There are horses, demonstrations, riding lessons, pony rides, live music, vendors and local artists, children's activities, and lots of concessions. Admission is only $8 for adults, and children under 12 is free. So my five movie picks of the week are, number one is Minions. I do, I like that. Number two, Ant-Man. Number three, Pixels, even though it's funny and hokey and everything, but I played those video games. You ever played those video games?
Which ones?
Well, this one here shows like Donkey Kong and Pong and Pac-Man
played,
and all of those.
I played Donkey Kong. I played Pac-Man. I don't know what the other one is.
Ah, it's okay. You're young. There is a great movie, Southpaw. And the last one, of course, is Vacation. Have you ever seen the Chevy Chase original Vacation where they go to Wally World and all the mishaps that happen? Well, this movie takes place years later when Rusty has his own family and wants to take a really great, memorable trip. And his wife says, are we going to Paris? And he said, no, we're going to Wally World. And
Wally World.
And Beverly DeAngelis and Chevy Chase make cameo appearances in this movie. And it's supposed to be a real, I mean, the trailer is just hysterical. It's just
I also
really
remember
hysterical.
Chevy Chase's is Christmas there.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
That was funny.
I have that on DVD. And around the Christmas time with all those funny series and TBS, Turner Broadcasting, they always have like a Christmas story on the loop. It's a very cute little story of people, you know, back in the 40s and 50s. And it's just a really funny, very funny
play
movie.
Play all the classic stuff.
And it's all about the BB gun. you know, the Red Ryder BB gun, and you'll kid, shoot your eye out.
That was the Christmas story.
Yes.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah.
The kid wanted a BB gun so
more
bad.
More than anything.
Yeah, that's true. And I like the narration. I don't know if it was the guy grown up telling the story.
Yes.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, but it was just funny the way he did it. It was kind of, and the kid kind of reminded me of me a little bit, but
really?
With blonde hair.
Oh, yeah. It was Ralphie.
Yeah.
That's his name. Yeah,
Ralphie.
It was a simpler time and a simpler age. Anyway, folks, so we have a few minutes if you'd like to jump online and give us a shout out. Good morning. Our number here is 508-222-1320. We are live. We are awake, barely, but we're here. But we're here for you.
I'm using water.
Oh, I did want to bring to your attention, if you're going down County Street, part of County Street lost power. As I was coming in, I always stop at the Honeydew Donuts. And they had the power, but County Street further down by Cumberland Farms, they did lose power, half the power. That means like the ATM machines, the coffee machines, the pumps, and the roller food isn't working.
That's not good.
No, it is not good.
What do you think the cause of it was?
I don't know.
Usually it's some squirrel that's the culprit.
I said to her, well, do you have a breaker box? Just go in and see what, you know, flipped or whatever. And she said, oh, no, I didn't look. So as I was leaving, they were going in the back room and looking at the breaker box. But if you go downtown, the other...
You could be a hero for today.
I don't know about that, being an electrician. But what I'm saying is, like, if you go down to Cumberland Farms, it's the one near Honeydew in that little strip mall. It's not the one that is the big one that has the fuel pumps. Because if you lose electricity, you wouldn't be able to do that. You wouldn't be able to pump gas. Anyway, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back after these messages.
The everyday elegance of early 19th century clothing for ladies and gentlemen will be the focus at Old Sturbridge Village on Saturday, August 15th and Sunday, the 16th. Old Sturbridge Village has played a vital role in preserving early American history for nearly 70 years. And if you're interested in 1830s fashions and period dress, Textile Weekend will be an event you don't want to miss. For more information, call 1-800-733-1830. That's 1-800-733-1830.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ah! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true, I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Attleboro Farmers Market has set up location this year at O'Connell Field in Capron Park, and parking is available at the Attleboro High School Bushy Street lot and all along Blue Pride Way. Enjoy a stroll through the park from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. each and every Saturday morning, right straight through until October 24th to find fresh fruits and vegetables at your fingertips. Buy fresh, buy local. For more information, feel free to send an email to attleborofarmersmarket@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche, and you are listening to Out and About with Elaine. This is August 1st, the first day of August, and it's like it's almost halfway through summer. But we do have a great forecast. I'm an optimist, and on the phone right now we have our own WARA 1320 meteorologist. Good morning, Jim Corbin. How are you today?
Oh, very well. Waking up nicely this morning, Elaine. How about you?
Yes, I finally have my first cup of coffee, but I'm in need of another one, Jim. I got up at 5 o'clock this morning for some reason. Oh. The alarm went off, and it was like, oh, I forgot to shut that particular one off because I had already prepped my show yesterday and last night, so I was like ready. I could sleep in till 6, but I didn't. And it's like, so I'm wide awake right now, Jim.
Ready to roll. You're rolling along. I'll tell you. Can you believe that you mentioned August 1st? And really, we're sort of past the halfway point of summer in terms of temperature by about a week. But just the thought of it being August, this is almost like in the wintertime when February 1st arrives. You know, we're just past the coldest time of the year by a degree or two, and now we're just passing the warmest time of the year. But boy, I'll tell you, what a great weekend of weather we have for all the events you're talking about. There's only one minor fly in the ointment. That would be very late this afternoon or early this evening. There could be a quick passing rain shower. Most likely it would be north of the Attleboro area, up towards, say, the Bass Pike. But that's really about it. We're going to have highs in the upper 80s. The humidity levels are quite tolerable this morning, and they'll continue that way right through tomorrow. Again, outside of that quick passing shower, and I'd say maybe only 5-10% of the area would get it. It looks fine this evening for any activities. After the upper 80s today, and again, I know upper 80s sounds very warm, but at least it won't be extremely humid. Then tonight falling down to about 60, so reasonable sleeping weather, I guess you'd call it. And then just a delightful Sunday. Tomorrow, the 40th anniversary of one of the biggest weather events of the 20th century. Do you know what that was, Elaine? Wasn't a storm. That's one thing I'll say, so it has to be something besides a storm. At any rate, I know you're pressed for time this morning, so I won't ramble as much as I usually do. But it was the 40th anniversary, 1975, August 2nd, of the hottest afternoon of the 20th century in southern New England. The hottest temperatures, this is not including the humidity, 104 in Providence, 107 in New Bedford. I remember it was a Saturday, and I was on the top of Mount Washington with my brothers. But anyway, I won't ramble this morning. Upper 80s, so it's not going to be 100 tomorrow, but upper 80s, still warm, comfortable humidity. Then the humidity starts to come back on Monday with sun and clouds, highs again in the upper 80s. We're going to stay warm, but not extremely hot. That's the good news. And then we're going to get into some showers and thunder showers later Monday night, later Monday evening and Tuesday. And then the big story later next week is going to be a cool down to temperatures maybe not getting out of the 70s and 50s at night. That would begin on Wednesday and continue into next weekend.
Wow. Hey, listen, I just heard something about a blue moon. Can you explain to us what a blue moon is?
Yeah, well, we had it yesterday, technically, the full thunder moon. It was the second full moon of the month. And again, when you think about it, the moon phase changes from full to full every about 29 days. So to fit it into a month, a calendar month, has to be either the first or second, like it was this month, and then the next full moon 29 days later. So 29 and a half, roughly. So, the blue moon was the second full moon of the month of July, which, of course, yesterday was the last day. Our next full moon is going to be August 29th, which will be the full sturgeon moon.
Oh, wow.
And by the way, you were asking about the tropics, I think.
Yes.
There were two systems that were being watched over the last couple of days. Now there's only one. It's very quiet. The bottom line is we don't have anything to worry about. The next named storm would be Danny, but nothing brewing at the moment. And that really is what has been expected from forecasts over the last few months for this to be a quiet hurricane season. But as I've always said, for New England to get hit, it doesn't matter how many storms there are. All it takes is one and the right setup with the jet stream. And so you always want to watch out. Our season, again, as I've said before, and I'll end on this, starts roughly mid-August, so another couple of weeks, and then ends around the first few days of October. Now, the season itself goes from June to November, but that's for the entire Atlantic Basin. But if you looked at all the storms that we got hit, about 95% of them are from about the 15th of August through about the last day of September.
Wow, you know, that is fascinating. It's just like that one-month period, but yet the hurricane season goes right into the fall season, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we rarely have we had anything, and again, that's well, fall was my favorite month anyway, and usually I consider fall, October, and even a portion of November. September still, I think, is really a portion of summer, and that's when we have had those hurricane threats and tropical storms and things like that. By the way, the high tide is coming up at the South Coast, at your favorite South Coast beach, on average around 9 o'clock this morning, and it'll be about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And one big event that's also going on in Massachusetts, Elaine, is that Pan Mass Challenge, the bike ride that they go for 190 miles, some of them, and it's a two-day event for some people. They go from Sturbridge to Provincetown, and they actually ride through portions of northern, well, almost on the edge of Bristol County, through Wrentham and Foxborough by the stadium, and then they go off towards Middleborough and then down over the Cape Cod Canal and then over towards Provincetown.
Wow, I didn't know
and
that.
They have good weather for
this
today,
weekend.
Obviously.
Wow. Yes, they will have fabulous week. Oh, my God, that's great. I, you know, doing something like that, the only thing I ever did was when I was in Maryland, I did a 25-mile bike ride, I think it was,
yep.
for muscular dystrophy. And, oh, my God, that was a challenge. And you have to build up for that. You really do. You have to build up.
You can't just show up. I mean, you can just show up and do it. I mean, you know, you have to donate or whatever. But also, a lot of times, people that don't kind of get ready for it or whatever weeks before, don't usually make it. They kind of run out of gas, but it's a stop overnight for the people that are going to go there. I think it's 192 miles. Obviously, it's not a straight line, so they waver around. So that's why 192 miles is the longest route. There are several routes that people can choose, but it starts in Sturbridge,
wow.
which is out there on the Mass Pike, Central mm-hmm. Mass, and then it goes kind of along the Mass Pike, then down along the 495 corridor, not too far from where I am right now, and then it goes again down to southeastern Mass, and then or on the Cape, going through Hyannis, and, Orleans, and everything else, and finally the end of Provincetown tomorrow. So it's a two-day event for some of the riders. So other routes are just the one-day events. So mm-hmm. anyway, the weather is great for that. And again, maybe a little warm for some this weekend, but we do have, again, the story next week, beginning Wednesday next week, a major cool-down that lasts for several days. And it also could include at least some rain. I thought it's not anything to be worried about at the moment, but if you don't like the heat and humidity, you will like the middle of and latter part of next week.
Wow, that sounds great. I'm glad that the weekend weather here, too, is going to be fabulous. I'm going to Martha's Vineyard later today, so I was thinking about the weather. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great trip, I'm sure, with the sun and everything. I just have to remember to pack the sunscreen because I am white, 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 and I burn to a crisp. I'm one of those people. I mean, I had no friends and everything. They go on the beach, they lay on the beach, and they come back, and they're all nice and golden brown. Me, I go out there, and it's like I just fry no matter what I do. I just fry, and then I tan, you know, and it's like, oh, my God, it's too much. But I'm looking forward to getting away for a little bit and out and about myself. So Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jim. What?
No, I was just going to say, it varies person to person as to how you tan and if you burn and what have you.
That's for sure. Are you doing anything good tonight or tomorrow? Are you getting out and about this weekend?
Tomorrow I might be going up to western Rhode Island, up there at Pulaski State Park,
mm-hmm.
and do some hiking up there. That's a place that's right in the northeast, the northwest corner of Rhode Island, right off of Route 44, I think it is, and just a beautiful, because the weather, especially, and I'll do it probably early in the morning when it's not that hot, you know, but I like to hike, and of course, the Blue Hills, I've been up there a lot as well, but that's probably what I'll do tomorrow. Today, I'm going to just take it easy for a while.
Good for you. Yeah, I know I'm going to talk when we get out, when we finish here about the farmer's market. I was there last week, and that is a fabulous market area here with fresh produce and everything, so, yeah.
Yeah, I actually probably will go to that next Saturday, next Saturday, not today.
Mm-hmm.
But then hopefully the weather will be okay for that. But even so, even if the weather is not that great, it still goes on. I mean, there's a lot of them have tents, obviously, or umbrellas or whatever. So, so far, I guess that's gone pretty well in that new location, right?
Yeah. I mean, I found it. It's right. I could walk to it now. You know, I mean, it's that close to my house. So, but yeah, they have a lot of, they were 27. Do you have a minute to chat? I mean, I do.
I didn't know if you wanted to. Oh, yeah, I know you want. up to the break, and then you have your guest coming, right?
Yeah, but that's okay. We have a couple minutes, really.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
You did so good, and I...
Well, no, I said I told you my message. It sounded like you had... It was like a tight show, so I was going to shut up instead of my usual rambling on. But,
no, Jim, no. I felt so bad. I was down to like the last 10 seconds of the show, and I had to do the closing, and it was like, oh, my God, I have to say this. Please, wait a minute. The show is over.
Yeah, but, no, that's all right.
But anyway, no, the farmer's market, they had 27 tents set up last week, and everything from like, and I bought some beautiful Vermont, right out of the tree, maple syrup. It was just really, really great. There's a vendor there, then there's wineries there, and of course, all the fresh fruit and vegetables you ever wanted, and there's somebody that makes jelly and all kinds of different things. And
the good thing about it is, too, because it goes into October, you get all the seasonal stuff. It's not just a short stretch where you only get limited stuff. So as it goes through the rest of the summer and into the fall, you get more of the late summer and fall vegetables and fruits and whatever else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, zucchini, squash, you know, corn and everything are coming up. And, and the people, too. It's like a community thing. You walk around the farmer's market there, and that area is a little bit closed. It's very, very closed in, so, like, people are, like... The tents are not really touching each other, but they're spaced the way they are to invite you to come in and talk to all the vendors. You know, it's like a community meeting place, if you will. You know, it's just really very comfortable, and people are having conversations with friends and family, and it's just really it's a nice vibe, I should say, much more so than the one that was at Finberg Field. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully maybe we'll still keep it in that location for years to come.
I hope so, too. I think it's great. And I know that our own Emily Johnson is going to be there today as a vendor, and she's going to be selling her beautiful flowers and flower arrangements, too. So,
yes,
yeah. So
last year I got something from her at the other location.
She's absolutely awesome and so very talented.
Yes. Well, again, the weather for that and all other activities really couldn't be much better this weekend. If I had to say one negative, maybe it might be a little warm this afternoon for some, but really with the lower humidity, it's not going to be tough to take, I don't think. And enjoy the Martha's Vineyard trip. And what are you coming back later tomorrow, probably?
No, actually, we're doing a day trip. We're taking the last ferry back home.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, again, should Donald could be rocking and rolling on the water there. So, in terms of rough seas, so that's good news too.
You know, when you were talking about a shower or something later, I said, "Oh my God, I hope it's not rough seas." It would be like, "Oh my God," but
no, it probably with actually in that situation, the wind would be southwest. So you'll probably going out there, depending on where you're leaving from, it'll probably be slightly rougher going out than coming back. And I'm saying rough, really isn't. I mean, those ships are pretty big, so it's not like you're going in a little small boat or anything over there. So it should be fine. So enjoy it, and I'll talk to you next weekend.
All right, that sounds great. Jim, thanks a lot for flipping the show. Really appreciate you being a part of our show.
Okay, you're welcome.
Have a great week. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, that was our Jim Corbin. Sounds like we're getting a really great forecast the next couple of days, so that's really great. We do have to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll be talking to Alan Queen from Rhode Island, as he is a remarkable grandfather who created a little bit of snow magic for his little granddaughter. Stay tuned. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages. The City of Attleboro and the Park Commission is proud to announce another great season of summer concerts to be held at Capron Park in the Newell Shelter. The concerts are free and open to the public and will run from June 27th through August 29th every Thursday evening from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. So get those lawn chairs ready and let the summer concerts begin. For more information, feel free to call Terry Conti at the Park and Forestry Department at 774-203-1865.
Hey everybody, this is Josh Groban. After so many years on the stage, one of my favorite things about music is its ability to inspire and nourish the soul. That's why I'm proud to work with Feeding America, an organization that inspires hope for families in need and helps nourish the 16 million kids in this country struggling with hunger. Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while 1 in 5 children may be left not knowing where their next meal is coming from, or if it's even coming at all. Thankfully, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food and helps deliver it to kids in need across the country. But they can't do it alone. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Redcoats and Rebels, coined as the largest military reenactment in New England, is on the agenda at Old Surbage Village on Saturday, August 1st and Sunday, August 2nd. The village is transformed into a military camp from the time of the War for Independence for this event. There will be nearly 1,000 soldiers on hand for mock battles, skirmishes, cannon demonstrations, and so much more. For more information, call 1-800-733-1830.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and in this half hour, we have... Our show topic today is creating memories for your child or your grandchild. And have you thought about this topic growing up your own self? Have your mother and father created a memory for you that said, wow, this is really fabulous, whether it be a trip to Disney or a Taylor Swift concert or Hershey Park or maybe even a favorite birthday party theme. My grandson and I had a great time last year. I won tickets to Fenway Park, and I actually won an EMC box seats. And so I was able to take him up to Fenway, and I hired a limo service to take us up there. And he was really impressed when a 14-passenger limo, stretch limo, pulled up into my driveway and took us up to Fenway in style. And he pretended he was like a rock star. And the whole night, it was just really fantastic, and I was really happy to give him that memory. But there's so many people that have done wonderful things. And there is a remarkable story of a love of a grandfather with his little granddaughter in bringing snow to her from New England to Maryland. And like I said before, you may have heard about this story. It made both local and national news. And it's Alan Queen will be calling in at 508-222-1320. And we will be talking to him about this wonderful gesture and making a wonderful memory for his granddaughter, Sophia. So I believe that he is on the line right now. And good morning, and we would like to talk to you about what inspired you to create such a wonderful experience for your grandchild.
These people that have done wonderful things, and there is a remarkable story of a
you might want to let him know that not to to turn down his radio, because he's listening and he's waiting.
I'm trying to now.
I can't hear him.
You can't? That's because he's not talking.
Oh.
He's listening to the radio.
Hello, Alan?
Yep, I'm good. Yep.
Okay, off. We need to have you turn down your radio because...
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't. It's reverbing back up here.
So, I understand. I did. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks. So anyway, what inspired you to create such a wonderful experience for your granddaughter?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
What inspired you to create such a wonderful experience for your grandchild?
Well, it was just a spare-the-moment thing that didn't really plan to turn out to be as big as it was. But it was just a happy moment to create, so...
Well, let me ask you this. When you created your plan of action, can you describe, like, what happened? And, like, I know that you had a conversation with your daughter down in Maryland. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah, exactly. So what happened was I had plans to go down on a weekend, and then we had a really bad storm that was coming up into the Rhode Island area. So with all the snow, there was going to be, like a foot of snow or something. So I figured I'd stay an extra day, clean off the snow, and then make the trip. So then in the process of talking to my daughter, she says, boy, that sounds like so much fun. So we don't have any snow down here. I wish I could teleport my granddaughter up there, you know, her daughter, and have her make a snowman up there. So as I'm cleaning the snow off, it came to me. I said, you know what? Maybe I should just take a little bit of snow down there for her. So we ended up loading the back of my pickup truck up with snow, covered it, made the trip down, and then surprised her and gave it to her so she could make a snowman.
That is really great. How much? I was going to say, how much time did it take you to load your truck and then drive it down to Maryland? Because how many miles is that, too?
Well, the trip is, it's like 300 miles each way. It's like six, seven hours. And then to load it, we actually used a front-end loader from where I work. And then the front-end loader was already pre-plowed snow, so it was heavier. So that helped, you know, keep it so it wouldn't blow out of the truck. Plus, we had a tarp over it, too, so that all worked out pretty good.
Oh, my God, that is really great. And what happened when you went to Maryland? Can you describe what happened when you arrived there and the snow was on your truck? And, like, how do you offload something like that? And how did you bring it all together?
Well, originally, I planned on taking it, unloading it, because I was already pretty wired up just the fact of taking it down there. So I thought I was going to just give it to her that night and then, you know, like make the snowman the next morning. But when I got down, it was a little warmer. It was raining. It wasn't like ideal condition. So, you know, as I pulled up and unloaded my suitcase, my daughter said, what's that in the back of the truck? I said, oh, it's just something for work. So it stayed in the truck for like a day before, you know, it was time to unload it. And then when we did, she didn't really get it at first. And then as she kept looking at it, she says, well, here's some snow so you can make a snowman. And she kept looking at it, and then finally it dawned on her, oh, my God, it's snow. And, you know, then she jumped in it, and, you know, we're unloading it, and she's playing in it and eating it. And, oh, it's pretty crazy.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, when you got Sophia is your granddaughter. And,
yes.
Like, what did she – I mean, she must have been so excited.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy. And then – you know, as we're making it, she's hugging this thing like it's her newfound best friend. It was kind of nice, yeah.
That's really great. So I'm sure that she has that fond memory of that you've created for her. And I'm sure, is she a fan of the movie Frozen?
Exactly, yeah. And then what happened, in the process of all this, my daughter went online and posted it. You know, just the, you know, the little story itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then after she posted it, it got a couple of hits, a few more hits. And I think it hit like 3,000 or 5,000 hits or something. It was like 5,000. And then the TV station picked it up. An online weather forecaster picked it up. And then like ABC or NBC or one of them, They heard of it and then kept calling my daughter, hey, can we do an interview and all that good stuff. And, you know, the media really played a big role in making it a mm-hmm. really cute story.
Right. Did you have to do the reenactment again? Did you have to go
do
that again?
Yeah. After the after it hit the national, you know, the national news people got a hold of it, they sent a crew up to Rhode Island from New York. They came here, interviewed me. We recreated loading the snow in the back of the truck, and it happened to be a Monday where it was snowing here like crazy, and we still had the original snow. And then after they did the interview, they drove to Maryland, got a hotel room, then 7 o'clock the next morning, knocked on my daughter's door and said, you know, they were interviewing her. And by then, I had the snow in the truck to make the trip one more time to go down. And then we just reenacted the whole thing, building the snowman down there. But it was pretty cute. It was a nice story.
Wow, that is phenomenal. Now, have your family and friends have seen this, I'm sure, have commented on what a great, generous thing. And I read the article, some of the articles about you and your generosity for your granddaughter and your love for your granddaughter, making that wonderful memory. I think that's something just, I'm sure, that's something that she'll remember forever. But what memories do you take with you after creating this magical Frozen event for Sophia?
Wait a minute, say that again?
I said, what memories do you take with you after creating this magical Frozen event for your granddaughter?
Oh, God, I think the greatest memory is just her hugging that crazy thing, you know? That's, you know, to have her arms wrapped around this big hunk of ice. And that's the memory right there. And then it's also one where she's laying in it making a snow angel, you know? And then you got to keep in mind, here's a place where everything is all green, and then in the middle of it is this big pile of snow with a snowman projecting out of it. So, you know, it's like you see the picture, and then as you pan back, you see, you know, like a satellite view, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You see this little pile of snow, and then you pan back, and you see everything around it for miles and miles and miles. It's just, you know, greenery. You know, I have a piece of snow in sight.
What were the neighbors' reactions from seeing all this snow?
Oh, God, it was pretty cool. You know, they're like, is that snow? Rhode Island snow? You know, because they knew when I came down with my truck, they, you know, coming from Rhode Island, yeah, it was pretty cute.
Oh, that's really great. And do you think that you would ever do it again for her?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah, really... I mean, you know, if it's, you know, big snowstorm and able to get it in the truck and get it to her, it would be cute to do it again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but you have a limited window for something like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure, because New England weather and Maryland weather, as you know, it's much warmer down there than it is up here.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really great. So I understand that they're actually up here visiting you.
Yes, they're here right now. Yeah, we're playing in water this weekend. This is a water weekend. So the opposite end of snow, right?
Right.
Yeah, she just figured out that she can swim underwater now. So that's like her big thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got to figure how much she has to figure out how much air she has in her lungs. That'll be the.
Oh my God, that's really great. Can I hold you right here for a minute? We have to take a quick break.
Okay, no problem.
All right, great. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We're going to take a quick break, and online is Alan Queen, and we'll be talking more about creating memories for your child or grandchild. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Attleboro Arts Museum is looking for students in grades 9 through 12 to take part in their Teen Docent program. Attleboro Arts Museum Teen Docents lead museum tours and engage children and families in enriching educational experiences. Teen Docents are volunteers who come from all backgrounds and interests, but they all share a common passion for art and for engaging with children and families. To volunteer for this community service opportunity and be a teen docent at the Attleboro Arts Museum, call 508-222-2644.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated.
The library!
On Jones' house. The bus stop.
And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The 5th Annual Fairy Festival will take place on Sunday, August the 2nd, at Blythewald Mansion Gardens and Arboretum, located in Bristol, Rhode Island. Fairy costumes are encouraged for this event. The Fairy House building will be open from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the Fairy Parade will begin precisely at 2:15. But dancing around the Maypole will continue all the day through. For a complete time schedule of activities for this magical day, go to www.blythewald.org.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Online, I have Alan Queen. He is the Grandfather of the Year as he made this very special trek of bringing New England snow down to his beautiful granddaughter, Sophia, in Maryland. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Great, great. How are you this morning?
Good. Thanks for holding on. I know there's no way I can communicate with you while we take our break, but it is the nature of the beast, I should say. If you would like to jump online and join us, our conversation, our phone number here is 508-222-1320. Now, Alan, there is another remarkable thing that you did for Sophia for one of her birthdays, and one of them is you're very artistic but also creative with woodworking, and I understand that you had made a remarkable a toy box, but it wasn't just a toy box. It was something very unique. Would you describe that for us?
Oh, yeah. What the way that one worked was, it was when Toy Story originally came out, I purchased all the characters for my daughter, Tiffany, and she held on to them. And then when she was older, she passed them on to her niece, and she gave them to her in a box. And then it was time to pass them on again, and then she was giving them to Sophia. So she gave them to her as a Christmas present. And in the process, it was like, man, it'd be kind of cool to put those in a toy box. And then that was another thought that just came and went. And then I started thinking, why not create the toy box from the movie, or get one, rather. So after going online and looking and going into all the Disney stores, it didn't really exist. So I, you know, finally figured out how to get one was to use a CD box that they had made, and it was probably 10 years ago. And then the CD box showed the toy box, and then they also showed it in the movie, a few scenes, and just looked at it, created it, and made a life-size one. And it turned out pretty awesome, but yeah, that was kind of neat.
Now, how long did that take you to make?
Oh, gosh, the project took, I mean, it's more research than anything, and it probably took a good 3 months to make it.
Wow.
Total time, yeah.
Right. So you did the toy box that looked like a wagon? Is that right?
Oh, yeah, it's a wagon. It had wheels on it, real wooden wheels, the slats, the canvas tops. My sister has a embroidering machine, and we embroidered the characters into it, the logo for Toy Story, paid for it so we didn't have any copyright infringements, and don't want that to happen, right?
Right.
And
Disney,
you know,
doesn't listen to this show, so you're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then on it we put down who owned the toy box in the past, you know, so it shows Woody, and then her niece and Tiff, and then it went to, I think it's three names. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. It would be Woody, Tiffany, her niece, and then Sophia. And now when she passes it on, it'll be re-embroidered with the next name, so.
That's a great tradition.
Yeah.
That's really great. Wow.
Yeah, and just keep passing it forward.
Yeah. No, I think that's another great a great memory that she'll always have too, you know, and tying that in with Toy Story and Frozen.
Yeah.
I see this theme going on. I wonder what the next big thing is going to be with Disney that she will would want you to make.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. That's have to go with the trend of the time, you know?
Yeah, but that Toy Story, I mean, that is just really unique, and that was just really great. And you said that the wheels were actually made of wood as well, right? It wasn't
just
a flat square box. It was actually a wooden wheel around it in wood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all, well, the wheels are wheels with spokes on them, and then, you know, all the wood stained and painted to match, and it's the, when you see the movie in there, they show a few scenes where, like, he's going inside of this toy box to take everything out,
mm-hmm.
and then the toy box is a dead ringer to it. Dimensionally, it's correct, and color-wise, and, you know, the rocks on the bottom for the wheels, they're real wood. It's pretty crazy looking.
Can you tell our audience when the news anchor went down to Maryland and actually seen it? He had made some wonderful comments about this beautiful creation that you had.
Oh yeah, exactly. You said, "Well, I'll be for a whole new show right there."
That's really great. But I mean, I think that is really great to have to do these wonderful things for our grandchildren. I think that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really great. Well, listen, I thank you very much for calling in. I really appreciate, you know, you getting up very super early and telling this wonderful, beautiful story about these wonderful memories that you created for Sophia. And have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Take good care, Alan. Thank
you. All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Bye. So that was Alan Queen. He lives in Rhode Island and a very talented young man and certainly loved to create these wonderful memories.
Wow. That's dedication, huh?
That's love.
That's definitely love.
Yeah.
To do all that. I mean, I know my grandfather used to make a dollhouse for my sister one time.
Mm-hmm.
It was an exact replica of his house.
Really?
Complete with linoleum floors, rug. Shingles and everything. It was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. People like this are just so very talented. You just have to take your hat off to them. And what a wonderful story that it made national news and everything. And it's one of those stories that you would think like the Ellen Show would bring in, you know, like bring the family in and give them a trip to Disney or something, you know, because of that. That is like the perfect family to do that. So anyway, I think you did something because I can't hear anymore in my ear.
I didn't do actually anything.
Oh, maybe we lost power. I don't know, folks. I don't know. I hope we're still on air.
If we lost power, the lights and the board and everything wouldn't be on.
Oh, that's true, too. Yeah, that's true. Oh, there must be a gremlin or something. I don't know, but my mic just went dead. So hopefully, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it must just be my headset,
did
maybe.
Did you pull on this?
No. No, I did not. Okay, I'm back again.
There you go. See, it was probably you just needed to push it back in.
Yeah, it was a blonde moment, I swear. Okay, it's all good. It's all good. So what kind of, let me ask you this too, and our listeners too, call in at 508-222-1320. If you have a special childhood memory of somebody doing something spectacular like this, or maybe not so much. I mean, this is really, you have to understand, it's over the top, that's for sure, of a grandfather showing this wonderful love for his beautiful granddaughter, Sophia. But do you have any childhood memories? How about yourself, Mike? Do you remember anything, a vacation or something? I do remember going to the World's Fair. I was like maybe 3. But I remember everything was big. Okay, so I'm 5'1". Now everything is bigger than me and taller than me. But, I mean, I remember back then it was pretty spectacular. See this big, large, it looks like the Universal Studio globe, you know, down in Disney. It's huge, huge Universal Studios thing. That's all I remember. And eating lots of food and stuff that I never tasted before. But
when you're a little kid, though, everything seems bigger to you.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like when you're only 4 apples high, it's like this room would probably seem big to us, to a kid.
Right, but have you taken vacations? Have you, as a kid growing up with your family?
Yeah, I remember my father used to take, he used to get 2 weeks off.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to take us to Rocky Point.
Oh, my God.
That was a big thing for
yes.
us. And we used to spend all day at Rocky Point, where you'd go in and you'd pay all day for the all-day rides, and you could go on any ride you want anywhere in the park. Those are the good old days.
Those are fun days when you could do that. You could let your child run wild.
Oh, yeah. Nowadays, I'm not sure if you could let your child run anywhere in the park, you know,
no.
without worrying about if you find them at the end of the day.
True. Yeah, that was a Friday night staple for us. My dad had a boat, actually, and we would go on it on Fridays, and we would go to Rocky Point for dinner and then play games all the time and then come back on Sunday. It was great, great. Rocky Point. I seen an article about Jolly Charlies here. I was down in Rhode Island when I was growing up, and we used to drive up to Jolly Charlie's in North Attleboro, and I had forgotten about that until it hit the news again, and somebody actually bought that big, it was like a big clown.
The welcome sign?
Yeah, the welcome sign, and they were restoring it or something like that, and I thought, wow, that is pretty cool. But
that's cool. That'd be nice if they made a little amusement park there again.
I mean, it's just, yeah, just there was 12 acres back there. I didn't know it was 12 acres of land with lots of... It started out as just like a restaurant where they had hot dogs, hamburgers, and fries. It was like a burger joint, and then expanded to some rides, and then expanded more and more to more rides and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Well, today has been a very interesting day, I have to say. The weather is going to be fantastic. Thanks, Jim Corbin, for calling in and giving us that wonderful weather. Really appreciate that. And also, too, creating memories for your child or grandchildren. I think it's just really... It's why we're here, and I'd like to thank my guest, Alan Queen, for calling in and talking to us about this fantastic story about, you know, building a snowman and actually transporting snow from New England down to Maryland to give this wonderful memory to his beautiful granddaughter, Sophia. So, folks, in closing, I'd like to thank you all for listening to my show, Out and About with Elaine, on every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m. to 10, followed by Paul Healy from 10 to noon. I'd like to thank Mike Catanzaro and Jim Corbin for making my show run so very, very smoothly today, and also, again, my guest, Alan Queen. So from all of us here on WARA 1320, thanks for listening, and meet me back here next Saturday, and let's keep the conversation going. So make it a great week. Go out and about yourselves. There's tons of things to do. Hit that farmer's market. There's nothing better than having some fresh produce from local grown farmers. So take care, everybody. Have a fantastic week, and I'll see you right back here next Saturday.